We head back to the hotline right now, and we bring in Mary Beth Lee, who is at the forefront of Wednesday's big event at Lorain County Community College, Best of Lorain County. Mary Beth, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me on this today. I get excited every year.
Let's get into the festivities on Wednesday. Let's start with the basic details. You know, we're going to be there. We're doing the show from there on Wednesday. But for those that aren't aware, give us the details on Best of Lorain County.
Best of Lorain County is, to sum it all up, is just a combination of everything great about the county, from restaurants to service to nonprofits, charity, everything going on, business in the communities. And the great part about it is that these finalists have earned this from our readers. So people basically nominate their favorites in more than 60 categories. The top three are invited to present themselves at the event. And the final vote for the best takes place at the party on July 11th, this Wednesday, at Lorain Community College, and that's where the final vote takes place, and it's just a great time. For $20 in advance, you're able to get a ballot, walk around, and sample food, listen to live music, meet some of the movers and shakers in the county, and really just have a great evening out.
Well, and this year, I know you guys are expanding the event. Last year, you guys took up the entire Spitzer Conference Center, but this year is going to be a little bit different. You guys have really kind of expanded this event. Tell us about that.
Right. So this is our ninth year, to give you an idea of how much we've really grown into being part of the community and having all the finalists wanting to participate. And we wanted to give all of the finalists more of an opportunity for them to have some space and make it more comfortable for all of the guests. So this year, we're so excited to be able to also include the Starker Arts Center, the Norton Culinary Arts Center, and Spitzer. So we will be in all three spaces with live entertainment in both of the areas and a photo booth. Just a really nice evening for you to start at one end and work your way through the 70-some finalists that are participating.
So with the expansion, is it going to be set up with different kind of areas and different places in the Spitzer and the Stocker, or is it just a little more room for everybody to kind of spread out?
It's a little bit more room, and then we make sure that no matter where you are surrounded by some great food, sure, some great service, some great retail. So all of the finalists, we sort of combine them all together, including our sponsors, and we just mix everyone up so that everyone has a great opportunity to meet the guests that are attending that evening and for them to meet who really is helping to make Lorain County so great.
Mary, what was the idea behind that extension? Did you just have more people, kind of? You wanted to get into the building?
Yes. Do you not remember how crowded
yes,
it was
I do.
The last couple of years? I mean, if you don't get there early, you really have to kind of wait your turn. So we really wanted it to be something that people could enjoy. And we also get a lot of support from all of our partners with the Pulse magazine. Our terrific sponsors this year, Quaker Steak and Lube, Bendix, and of course the Lorain County Commissioners. And with all of that support, we were really able to set the event up so that it just has a great flow. And no matter where you are, you can enjoy meeting some of these finalists and walking around. The Stocker Art Gallery is just an amazing space, so we're really thrilled to be in there and be near the theater. And the guests that are there that evening, they're even able to go up into the gallery. So it's really just a great evening out. If I would grab your friends and, you know, purchase your tickets in advance, but tickets are sold at the door as well. They're just $25 at the door, $20 in advance.
Mary Beth Lee with Best of Lorain County is joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Best of Lorain County takes place this Wednesday at the Spitzer Conference Center and beyond, as we just found out. So it'll be in the surrounding areas as well. Stocker Arts Center will be hosting parts of this as well. About how many businesses are involved in this event? I know this thing has grown. About how many businesses from Lorain County will be there?
We will have about 65 to 70 businesses, just about, because we have a few people that are still sort of finalizing their participation, which we were so thrilled about because we had the opportunity to add a little bit. But the overall finalists, so if you can pick up a copy of your Pulse publication, the Pulse magazine, which is specific for Lorain County, that the whole magazine is really just to drive knowledge and information about everything that makes Lorain County great. And all of our finalists are listed in the current issue. And so with over 63 categories, three finalists each, you're amazed at how many great businesses and people and retail shops and service industries there are in the county. And then at the event, unfortunately, we can't feature everyone. We really wish we had a space that size. But we will have around 65 to 70 of the finalists there and sponsors.
Wonderful stuff. Now, if you could give us a few examples of what kinds of categories we're talking about. I've got an idea, but some of our listeners might not, who haven't been to one of these events. Give us a few examples of what kinds of categories we're looking at here.
Well, of course, we have lots of food categories, and that's really what makes the event so much fun sometimes. So anything from best wings to your best health food selection and best burger, best pizza. So all sorts of different food options, as well as best mani-pedi, best coffee shop, best gallery, best hairstylist, best children's center for pre-K and sort of learning centers. Best dance studio. I could go on and on. Best charitable event, best caterer, best chef. So the neat thing about this event is we even have a whole selection of people nominations. Best board members, best fitness trainers. So it really does get a lot of fun, and there's some friendly competition happening the whole entire event.
Yes, as a matter of fact, friend of the show, Greg Willie of the Friendship APL. I know he was a nominated. He was a winner. He was a winner last year as well.
Yes,
so
that's right.
And really, what the interesting thing too is, you know, looking at the video that you guys have posted from last year's event, there really is a who's who of the all-stars in Lorain County that are at this thing. They were all there last year. They've all been there in years past. My question is, too, you know, to get back to the process, is this voted on by those that subscribe to the magazine, or how do you guys pare down the finalists for the best of in all those categories you mentioned?
Well, every February, we open up the voting on our website, and that's for anyone who even likes to visit Lorain County, who goes to dinner there. So it's not just for Lorain County people. Of course, we have so many people that visit the restaurants and the service industries frequently. So the voting takes place and begins in February. It stays open for 1 month. So we make sure that all of the previous finalists are aware of that, and they typically share that on a Facebook page. Your station has graciously always brought me in, and we always talk that up, and we let your listeners know that the voting's taking place, and it's always in the last issue of the Pulse magazine. So we do inform people that voting is taking place. We get all of those nominations, and we go through inviting the top three for each category. And, you know, there are some gems out there that every year, someone new will be nominated or a new establishment will open. Lorain County is just filled with some gems, and this event really allows us to showcase them.
Mary, I know a lot of places do things similar to this idea and the idea of having bragging rights over the county, over the town, whatever it may be. But you guys took it a step further by having this event, and you really turned it into something for the people of Lorain County to come enjoy as well. Is that something you intended from the start, or did that kind of develop as time went on?
We always had intended to make this about our readers and the people in Lorain County. The idea was to work with the county and support the communities, whether those be businesses, nonprofits, retail, the service industries. It was very important for us to acknowledge the relationship we have in that county with our readers and to further that. And I will tell you that it's really been embraced. wonderfully in Lorain County. The guests that attend that evening, the establishments, everyone is so supportive and embraces this event and getting behind the local businesses. So I think that it's something that Lorain County should be so proud of, that they have, and the way they're able to participate at this event as well.
Yeah, I think that's one of the unique things behind it, is it's one of the rare things. It's not only for the companies that are there vying for best in Lorain County, but for everyone who attends. I mean, mm-hmm. for $20, I mean, you can eat yourself just about anything you want.
You can't even go to the movies for $20 and get food, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the genuine part about this event is it really does come from the readers. We have to look through what people write in. It's a blank slate. So if they tell us that it's a pizza place, you know, we have to fact check and make sure that there really is a pizza place. You know, they're really genuine nominations. And, you know, you have to be a finalist to have a table there, other than our gracious sponsors, which really help us produce a great event. But the idea is that we make it affordable, that the finalists that participate do not purchase that table. They are voted on and they're invited to be there. So when that voting comes up, when that nomination begins in February, remember that if you have favorite establishments that you really want to make sure are recognized, nominate them. Because if they make that list, it's a great opportunity for them to promote their business.
We're talking about this Wednesday's Best of Lorain County event with Mary Beth Lee here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And again, Bullseye on the Afternoon will come to you live from the Spitzer Conference Center at Lorain County Community College for this Wednesday's Best of Lorain County event. You know, as far as I understand it, Mary Beth, the winners are not announced until the fall time, correct?
I know. We just dragged this out. It's painstaking. So we really do have a lot of fun in stretching this out and making this something that's part of the reading. In the current issue of Pulse, we have the finalists all listed. At the event, our guests, you have to actually attend the event to vote. There is not online voting. Everyone on the ballot, all the finalists remain on that ballot. The voting takes place at the event. We tally that up. And then we reveal the winners in the fall issue of Pulse. So, yeah, you come, you vote, you wait, and then it's bragging rights for as long as you have that badge. We have finalists that have their badges up every year. We've been doing this for 9 years, and some of them use their badges from year one. So it's a wonderful way to sort of anticipate the results.
Okay, well, I have to ask this question because people are asking me, when they get there, and after they get in and they've got their tickets and whatnot, how exactly is it do you vote? Is there a place you go to vote for best burger, best wings, best ice cream, or whatever? How does this voting process work when you get there? Where do you go to vote?
Well, as soon as we get you through registration, and the registration is in Stalker, so all guests will see the signs to enter through Stalker. They'll go through, and they will receive a ballot. And with a pencil. It sort of reminds you of your school days, where it's a Scantron. Unfortunately, it brings back some memories
Scantron.
For a lot of people.
Holy cow, wow.
You must fill in the circle, and you must use a pencil. We provide all that for you. You'll get your ballot, one ballot per guest, and we'll give you a pencil. And it's really a no-brainer from there. You just begin walking, and you stop from aisle to aisle, table to table, stop and listen to the music, stop at the photo booth, and just have a fun time.
All the more incentive to actually pay now $20 because it's $25 at the door. But either way, it's definitely worth it because not only do you taste some of the best foods and see some of the finest services that Lorain County has to offer, but you also have a say-so as to what gets named Best of Lorain County at the end. That's $20 or $25 very well spent.
Oh, very well spent, yes. I really dare you to make it to all of the tables and see how you can walk to the car. Sometimes you're so full, and sometimes you have so much stuff you're carrying around. And the great part is you're meeting the business owners. You're actually meeting the entrepreneurs and the people that are there to share their businesses. And I think that's really something unique about this event because it's great. They love seeing their patrons or future patrons, and we love meeting the people that are bringing these great services to us. So it really is a wonderful way to connect.
No doubt about it. Well, we're looking forward to being there and doing the show from there on Wednesday. It should be a lot of fun. Mary Beth, thank you so much for spending some time with us. And we look forward to seeing you at the Spitzer Conference Center on Wednesday.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and I'll see you then.
Sounds great, Mary Beth. Thank you again. Again, that's Mary Beth Lee breaking down Best of Lorain County. That's this Wednesday at the Spitzer Conference Center at Lorain County Community College. Parts of it will be in the Stocker Arts Center as well.